Ayo, welcome to Radio Real Regime Radio, where you can always tune in here and get the real deal. Straight like that. I'ma flick my lighter for the smokers. You know what I mean? Alright, so in this episode, I'm basically naming this episode Views from the 410. I'm from Baltimore. That's our area code. At least one of them. So this is my views on interviews. I'm going to be here in this episode. I'm basically going to be doing reaction videos from interviews from, you know, rappers from Baltimore, celebrities, or actors, whatever. I feel as though it's interesting. I feel as though I want to do my own reaction, too. So, unfortunately, because this is audio, y'all gonna hear my reactions. Y'all can't see me and hear me do the reactions. But anyway, I'm working on a YouTube channel. It's 2021. I'm speaking and manifesting and putting and working and doing everything to put everything in effect. As we speak, I know I haven't been making any Anchor content since 2018 and 19 and all that. But yeah, I'm back in full effect. So, with further ado, we're going to keep it moving, going to keep shit pushing. Now, I am reacting to these videos I have been watching. Speaking on a Baltimore legend, the man himself, Mr. Maurice Peanut King. For those who don't know, of course, if you're not from Baltimore, even if you are from Baltimore and don't know, I've been heard of this man. His name most definitely ring bells. But I finally, looked into my own research on him, and it's quite appealing, knowing for a fact that by me being from here, born and raised to be exact, from Baltimore, it's a lot that we don't know, especially from being in different generations than these people that was way here, way before us, and created the waves and created the lanes that's happening now. We thinking we doing something new. No, all we doing is just, you know, basically going off of what was already been done and just trying to flip it into our own little way. But old time, I felt like we fucking shit up more. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying me as in my generation, but I'm just saying we as in the whole, as the new generation in general. But he's a Baltimore legend, big time kingpin. Basically, what I'm getting out of it, he was on some Nino Brown. You know how Nino Brown was back in New York? This is him in Baltimore, the Baltimore version of Nino Brown, but probably a little bit way bigger. This man controlled the weather. He had a whole, I forgot, he had something set up to where as though if he wanted it to rain that day, he could. That's how much power he had, like as a black man, a substantial black man coming from poverty, coming from nothing. East Baltimore to be exact, and that's another thing. He's from my side of town, like Huffman and something I forgot, but I know it's a block over east. That's literally, if you're from over east, you know exactly where I'm talking about. That's down the hill, like that's literally, I could walk from where I live at. I'm off a half road for real. From where I live at, for real, the trench part off the road, cause half a road run a long way. I live in the hood part off the road, northeast, you feel me? Not too far from, I mean, all of it is East Baltimore, East Side Baltimore, but I'm in the inner city part of Harvard Road. That's literally a walk. I could walk, and it's some blocks away when you're walking, but I can literally walk. That's literally a skip, hop, and a bop, and a bip to down the hill into Huffman and all that, where yo was really originated from. Like, over east is over east, you feel me? Like, I'm a little bit further up than that, but yeah. But anyway, just to tap in and to really get the actual facts and the actual scoop on your ass behind his whole story. Like, it's just, it's appealing. Now, I'm not applauding trafficking. I'm not applauding violence or you know, stuff like that, or racketeering and all that. I'm not gloating it or nothing like that. But when you come from here, it's easy for you to get into shit like that. Like, it's easy for you to be influenced by shit like that. Not saying it's on a good note, but to turn a that type of negative into a positive, that's not easy. But it's easy for you to get caught up and hard for you to get out of shit. But also, it's a learning experience. Like, that's what goes on here. Like, that's all niggas know. So, it's just appealing to know how a motherfucker survived and how strong and substantial they was and solid they was from the nick of time, from beginning to end. Like, it's just, it's an interesting story. And I feel like everyone should just tap in. So, I'm watching the part one on Vlad TV. Basically, anybody know about Vlad, you tap onto YouTube. Shout out to that man, you know what I mean? But, the person is on Vlad TV, but the person that's actually interviewing him is also is a Baltimore-based DJ. His name is DJ Quicksilver. Shout out to him. You know, man, we kicking this street in the city. He's interviewing the Peanut King, giving his, you know, his intakes and outtakes on this, that, and the third. And basically, you know, he was a drug lord, you know, and he's giving, like, and basically giving his, and, like, how he had an impact on Baltimore and things of that nature. Like 44 minutes and 45 seconds into the video. It's a 6 minute and 39 second video, so I'm almost done. But I'm gonna just give you the little bit of what I've been watching a little bit on the end, and I'm gonna start the other video. You feel what I'm saying? And give my reaction and give my what I feel and all that. So here we go.
Based on my information, but as years go on, like I say, as years go on, you start learning new information. Things start to evolve, and you start getting.
Just the Peanut King talking now. Situations.
One thing about yourself.
That's Quicksilver.
You was a little flashy back in the late 70s and 80s. When you were, like, partying at the Odell's and, you know, a lot of it, when you Google Peanut King, you see the picture of you at Odell's, a.k.a. you know if you belong was the slogan back then. Were you at all fearful that you being so flashy, being this, you know, at the time, notorious drug dealer, that you were making yourself hot?
I mean, that was a, you mean, you either got to be that or you ain't.
Right.
You mean, so with things that happen, you look, in that game, you live life 24 hours at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's no fear. Whatever happens, happens.
Gotcha.
You mean, you buying at the beginning.
At your height, man, you were making a lot of money. You bought a DeLorean?
Yeah, back then I bought a DeLorean cash. That was a big car back then.
Like, and when I think DeLorean, I think Back to the Future, the movie. Did you buy it because of the movie?
No, it was like a guy just came out with a new car, and somebody told me it'd be good for marketing in terms of business and stuff like that. So I didn't buy it for a personal ride around. I bought it more for advertising.
Got you. What are some of the other cars that Peanut King had back in the 70s and 80s, besides his DeLorean?
It was some Dodgers. I wasn't a car man.
Gotcha.
I mean, my thing was basically, you mean money.
Money. So what were you spending the money on if it wasn't cars?
You get clothes and businesses, and you go out and do things, but I wasn't a car man. You take trips, you try to help people, and try to build up a company.
Gotcha.
So that was basically the end of that video, right? I was watching another interview where this guy was basically giving his reaction off of the same video I was watching, and he was basically saying that he was contradicting himself, because he said that he also stated that the Peanut King stated that basically he doesn't feel as though, you know, everything that he went through and he faced in time and all the time that he spent 37 years, and he's just recently coming home within 2019, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Or he must have just came home early of last year, 2020. But I believe it was sometime in 2019 that he came home, probably like towards the end of 2019 type shit. But he basically, his name is Willie D, he's a YouTuber, I'm guessing. He basically was saying, and I'm not saying that I disagree with what dude, but my whole thing is, he was basically saying that Peanut King was contradicting himself. He feel as though, like, he couldn't agree with that put on that term or what he was saying, because just because you come from poverty and, excuse me, and this, that, and the third, that doesn't give you the right to fuck up happy homes and destroy communities and this, that, and the third. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And I get to a certain extent on what he was saying, but I think he was somewhat taking it out of context for real, because, like, it's not like that he didn't. And he said that the Peanut King stated in the video that he said nowadays it would be considered, like, contradicting in a way, because he said that he was doing it, though, you know, he got in the game to build and help his family and you know, help his family prosper and give back to the community and build the community back and this, that, and the third. And a lot of people, including the YouTuber that I was saying that was doing the reaction, was saying that, well, how can you say this, that, and the third when you're basically destroying homes and you're destroying the community by selling the products that you're selling, which is fucking everyone up and making them turn into demons or different entities, or they just turn it wicked for real because of the drugs, because they're so hooked and so addicted that they have addictive ways and they doing things out of their nature and out of their body that they're not, that they usually don't do, that they're not used to doing, which is causing home and destruction in the communities, but not only in the communities, but in their homes. And kids have to be born crack babies and heroin babies, and kids not having to suffer because of their parents being locked up or causing crime to get these drugs or causing crime to get money and this, that, and the third, and being taken away from their households and strung out, and they can't take care of their kids, so the kids got to jump out here in these streets, or these kids are strung out babies and this, that, and the third, so they already going to be a product of the environment and on that type tip as far as, like, things and shit like that. Like, I get what he's saying, but granted, all right, even though he said, like, nowadays it would be looked at contradiction, but he said that he feels as though all his 50 years for drug dealing and his 37 years that he spent in jail was still worth it. Because not only, I don't feel as though, like, Willie D was basically saying, like, he did that. He basically saying you sacrificed all these people in your family and all this and your freedom and all these people that was rolling with you in this operation. You risk all that and sacrifice all that for your own salvation. I don't necessarily think it was on no greed type shit. Like, it wasn't that. Like, this man originated from the 70s and 80s. Back then, that's when the original gangsters was hitting shit, moving shit, this, then, the third. Now, it wasn't like a big talk of the town on murders, but I'm pretty sure shit like that was going down. You feel what I'm saying? When you big like that, you got an enterprise like that and all that shit, shit like that comes with it. You feel what I'm saying? But even though, all right, granted, drugs do destroy communities, drugs destroy people, but it's not like he forced these people to take these drugs. Yeah, it might have been enforced in a way for these drugs to be in the city and stay in the city on some business type time, but I don't honestly think that he was purposely, even though that's what comes with the game, he wasn't purposely putting these drugs in these homes and putting these drugs in these people's bodies, like forcing that shit in these people's bodies. These people took initiative to do that shit on their own, just like now. Drug dealing and all that shit still goes on now. So at the end of the day, just because it might have somewhat stopped him, I mean, it might have somewhat started and paved the way when he started it and the way he started it, but at the end of the day, I'm pretty sure drugs and shit like that was being done in man's soul back then too, way before he made it a bigger thing, way before he made it his own little thing. You know what I'm saying? It was families out here that was destroying themselves, families out here taking from own family members and taking from their household, strung out on drugs, people jumping out there in the streets, getting into crime, doing shit just to feed their families. At the end of the day, we would come from a poverty situation, period. Killings and racketeering and all that shit was going on way before he even touched base with that shit. He had to go through that shit and watch his family be destroyed from that shit and just ended there. Yeah, don't make it right that he was adding on to the shit in his own little way. But at the end of the day, like most drug dealers or whatever, like to this day or even back then, nobody was doing the shit that man was doing. So you gotta pay homage and you gotta pay respect at the end of the day, because it's not like he was not building back the community. With all that negative, all that blood money and all that drug money he was getting back, that he was receiving, he was still turning that negative into a positive, and that's all that mattered. He had a purpose. He was prospering, not only just because he was getting wealthy and rich from that shit, but at heart, he was prospering. Yeah, you don't think at the end of the day, he don't think that he knew for a fact that he was fucking up homes or it was come somewhat bringing destruction to the community in some type of way, but at the end of the day, he made up for it. He paid his dues for the wrong that was coming out of that. He ain't intentionally mean to do that shit. That's what come with the game. That's life in general. People gonna go out there and get drugs and all that, destroy their own homes, regardless on who they getting drugs from or who's supplying that shit. Whether or not they go out of town and get that shit, still is gonna be the same shit, regardless. The same shit still applies, the same rules applies, just new niggas getting money. Same shit, the shit stay the same. It's just probably new faces and new bodies behind the shit, but the same shit still applies. You feel me? That shit ain't changed. That shit was going on way before that man even jumped into the game, decided to be in the game on that type of tip. Like, You can't blame this man or try to make it seem like he was a monster or make it seem like, oh, he was wrong or he contradicted himself at the end of the day. If he feels as though that was all, it was well worth him going through that because it was still a learning lesson. He still grew wiser from that. He had to go through that as a businessman and all that shit. You feel me? He feels as though it was worth it because at the end of the day, not only did he prosper from it, but the whole community, the whole city of Baltimore prospered from that. It wasn't just him. I could say if he was on some selfish shit, then yeah, you say some shit like that about a motherfucker and they being selfish and rude. But yo was giving back food, toys, anything. He was bailing people out of jail. All that shit. Changed the weather. He did all that shit to make shit, make the community great again. He was building, he was putting money in the community, building back homes, building up homes, buying blocks, building homes, making it good. And yeah, to a certain extent, it might not have been saved because of the drug dealers and all that, but he made sure it was certain, he made sure it was done in a certain way. To as though no one can really get home, like on some, like how it is now, kids getting shot and all that shit. You see drug dealers dealing in front of kids and all that. No, they had, they did that, they strategized that shit the right way. Yeah, it was negative. Yeah, it might have shouldn't have had happened. A lot of people feel as though that shit wasn't right and all that. I get all that. But it's not like how it is now. Yo did that shit smart. They did that shit them 70s and 80s drug dealers and gangsters. They did that shit right. They stood on principle. They lived by a code, a real street code, the real code. These niggas don't know shit about shit. For real, he gave back, like I say, he was like a Baltimore, he was like the Baltimore Nino Brown, but bigger, like, come on now, he was giving back food, toys, all that shit, clothes, all that shit, really touching hands and base with the people. He was bigger than the mayor. What drug dealer street person you know bigger than the fucking, a politician in their own city? It was bigger than on some, it was bigger than the government damn near. If he was still, if the shit was still rocking how it was and he ain't never get booked and all that, yo probably would have been a president out this bitch. He probably would have been out fucking mayor type shit, like sitting in Congress, sitting in the chair, big and real big boss moves like that. No cop to DeLearn. Y'all heard this man say that. I still don't know what the fuck a DeLearn is to this day. I was born in 93. Like, I'm 27. I still don't know what the fuck that is. They say rappers be rapping about that shit and this, that, and the third. I ain't gonna lie to you. I listen to a lot of rap music and all that. I ain't even hear nobody speak on no damn DeLearn. Like, if they did, I ain't pay that shit no mind. Like, you real shit in the song. Like, man, this man paved the way. This man is the GOAT. Like, y'all talk about GOATs and all that. No, him. You feel me? GOAT man. Yeah, that's him. Fuck they talking about. Like, yeah, fuck you mean. Fuck you get it for. Like, yo did that. Niggas need to pave the way. Like, yeah, all right, but he still took a whole negative and turned into a positive, and that's all that matters. As long as you got a purpose and you prosper from it, that's all the fuck that matters. And that depends on anything that you're doing, like whether it's negative or positive. Even if you is doing something real good and positive, still find better ways and do shit to make that positive into a better positive. That shit don't stop. Just like time. Time don't stop for a broken heart. Time don't stop for nobody. Time keeps moving. That shit don't stop. Make it better. Involve it. Make it great again. Make it much better. Make it much greater. Like, come on now. This shit is, you gotta think about this shit. Like, yo, niggas need to really, yeah, for real. Instead of looking at it just like, oh, you fucked up families. Man, them families was probably already fucked up before he even jumped in the game. Think about it. Yeah, it might have added more to the shit and made it worse. But still. It ain't like he ain't give back. It ain't like he built. Yo, he did a lot more shit than these politicians and this government and all this shit. The mayors and all that. He did a lot of shit that a lot of these motherfuckers ain't doing now to this day or even back then. Come on now. A motherfucker that came from nothing. The same motherfuckers that came from nothing. Eating out of canned goods, roaches in the house, mice in the house, shit like that. You gotta go out here and rob to feed your family. You gotta go out here and steal and boost to get clothes, feed your family, all that type shit. Come on now, you came from the same poverty. He did a lot more shit than this system ain't fucking doing. And put the hope in the people. They ain't love him and respect him because, oh, he had money. He had this, he had that. It was the shit that he was doing while, yeah, he had all that. They, you feel me? But they more so glorified him and glorified his name and as a human being because of the heart that he had with the shit. He wasn't no ruthless motherfucker, no greedy motherfucker. Yeah, you gotta get down and dirty when you're doing the dirty business. But at the end of the day, this man had a heart. He gave back. He paved the way and gave hope to these kids that was lost out here. Hope to these parents that was lost out here. The homeless people, all that. He gave hope. He did a lot of shit that these motherfuckers keep promising us that they'll do to this day. And they still ain't do it to this day. And he even said that, yeah, I apologize if I hurt anybody. This and third, my intention wasn't to hurt nobody, bring no harm nobody way, or destroy anything. That wasn't that. I hate the way blogs and media try to make a motherfucker out to be a monster and all that, all because of their past, because their path might be negative. This is my favorite quote to this day. I use this quote, and I made it up. My actions may be bad, but my intentions are good. I'm going to get that shit tatted on me, I swear to God. My actions may be bad, but my intentions are good. Prayer. And I'm standing 10 toes down with that shit. Straight up. I can't knock that man for real. And plus, if that's all the fuck, yo, he made something. He made a way, yo. Like, shit hard. Niggas don't be understanding how Baltimore really rocking, how hard it is here, man. Shit really hard, man. I got my own stories where as though I was, yeah, you feel me? Got in some shit, was in some shit. Like, you feel me? I really feel like Jesus out this bitch. I really feel like what Jesus went through. Like, for real. Niggas really tried my own hood. My own niggas crucified me. And I'm a whole girl. Like, come on, yo. My own homegirls trying to crucify me. Like, come on, Doug. How can you not pay respect to that? How can you not understand? If you from Baltimore, you know, you know. If you don't, then you don't. And that's just what that's given. That's that on that. You feel me? Like, that's just that on that for real. I'ma play this other one for y'all for real. Part 2.
Now let's fast forward. You, of course, you were arrested in 1982. For those who might not know, like, let's just say somebody watching, they're not from Baltimore, they don't know who the hell Maurice Peanut King is, and they haven't done the research of Googling you. You were actually charged with what in 82? What did they charge you when they arrested you?
Handgun violation, conspiracy, continual criminal enterprise, distribution, attempt distribution, and a couple of drug sales.
Right. And they sentenced you to how many years in prison?
50 years no parole and 45 years with parole.
And you did 37 of those 45 years?
No, when I was in prison for the first 7 years, I caught another case and I got 30 more years.
Jeez.
So I actually done my 50 years in 2013, I was finished. Gotcha. But after that, I had to close out another sentence, mm-hmm. which lasted 2 to 37 years.
What was prison like? Being Peanut King, who's super respected and feared in Baltimore because of the rep that yourself and the people you roll with, what was prison like when you first went in versus after you were there for some years?
First going in, it's like the first year going into prison, you still connected to the streets and you think that things going to be okay and you stay connected. After 3 years, you start to lose grip or, you mean, relationships with people that you thought might have been key. After 7 years, you seem like at that point you understand that a lot of things that happened was your fault. You mean, because you had a decision and you got to take 100% responsibility for the choices that you make. So you start looking at it from a more realistic perspective after 7 years.
At any given point, when I look at some of these new age drug dealers, rappers, gangsters, because nowadays it's almost like you put them all in one category. The new thing is everybody's snitching. Everybody snitch. They try to, you know, get time served if they tell. And your generation coming up, was snitching ever acceptable?
I would say, like, in that era, it would be 90% men, and maybe 10% of the people would work with the government or something like that.
Informants. Why do you think right now it's so acceptable for these guys who are turning informants, and now they back out in the streets like they're the king? Like, when did that become acceptable, you think?
I don't know. I guess now you're dealing with morals and values again. Right. You mean, so I guess when I went in, it was looked at one way. When it get to the 80s and the 90s, things seemed to shift. I was a little out of it,
right.
You mean, because of my situation in prison. But things start to shift in terms of cities across the country.
Right.
And I think the main reason why things happened was the change of the guidelines. It was non-parolable. You had to do 85% of your sentence.
Right.
So, and that was a fact.
Once again, being Peanut King in prison for all those years, what do you think the main thing you learned while being in prison?
Well, prison, really, even though I was in prison, I found freedom in prison. I was free way before I got out. And one of the things I learned that most of the things I want, I could do it another way. You mean from a positive perspective, and you didn't have to sell drugs, but it's based on what you know. If that's all you know, you do the best you can.
You said you felt like you were free before you were free. Explain that. What do you mean by you were free before you were actually free?
Once you get information and you understand where you're at, who you are, and what's around you, how the system works, you mean you can really free yourself from a lot of things. So you have a way better understanding of it.
Got you. Looking back at what you know now, versus what you knew in the 60s or 70s when you became a drug dealer and then end up being Peanut King. Was it all worth it?
Yes, it was. I mean, without the past, I couldn't be the present. You mean, it's something that I had to evolve into. And it ain't nothing that I'm proud of. There's a lot of scars. I carry a lot of scars.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something that I had to do. I mean, I walked the walk.
I heard that, man. He walked that walk, and he talked that talk, and that's just what that was given. You feel me? Respect. Pay respect when it's due, man. Straight up. And he learned from his mistakes and all that. You feel me? You feel me? Like, when you put in a certain position, you put in a certain place, in a certain environment, you grow, and you try to grow through and grow from. Man, we start off as dead. Rules is growing from the concrete, and we had to learn Baltimore people, yo, as a Baltimorean, however you want to put it, you said Baltimorean for real, we had to water our souls, like, you feel me, and freshly get picked from the garden of death, you feel me, like, we as a people all fucked up and all that, but like, yo, it is what it is. Like, long as you turn your negative into a positive, your actions may be bad, but your intentions are good. That's all life is about, you feel me? And giving back and showing people and paving the way and showing people that's without, that you can be with. You know what I'm saying? Like, with a little hope, a little wisdom, a little guidance. And, like, if it wasn't for people like that went through shit like that and did shit like that and put shit in effect and made history that way, we wouldn't never knew what this shit was. We would never learn, be able to learn from their mistakes and capture their mistakes and even capture and learn from their glories and their success. Like, we would never knew what none of this shit was about at all. We would never even be able to speak on this shit. This shit wouldn't even be relevant to even be a topic of discussion if it wasn't for people like him keeping it real and not only just showing the good of things, but also showing the bad and how you can prosper and make this thing a better thing. That man's smart. And you think that he came home all those years and still ain't sitting on no money or ain't, you feel me? Like, yo, he was smart what he did. Had 9 times out of 10, if these motherfuckers that get locked up and be big and get a name and all that, and do all these dumbass shit, do murders, robberies, and all that shit, stupid shit, whatever. Damn, when they get money and they get money and they get big headed and all that, they waste that money on dime. Like, the only thing that's probably valuable is the jewelry, if it's real, is the jewelry. It's the jewelry, dummy. Only the jewelry if it's real, Stu. But they have 9 times out of 10, that shit don't even have no real value to it. So they can't even make no money from that shit. You feel me? If they really, really was making some money and really making some noise, you feel me? Like my mask. You feel me? Like, come on now, like Uncle Peanut, you feel me? Like, that shit way bigger and way deeper. He bought property and shit like that. He got locked up all that time, come home. He can still prosper and eat and survive and live off the shit that he invested in and all the good things that he did with that dirty money. Real shit. You think that man sitting broke, sitting back, mad as shit, stale with shit? Nah, he been still. But you don't think that he still got shit moving out this bitch? And I ain't even talking on no drug shit, no enterprise shit, no this, no that. I'm talking about as far as the real shit that really mattered. Even that too, probably. You know what I'm saying? That, cause shit like that don't think that shit stop. Just because they ended the enterprise on that type took down that time around the people that was involved in doing what they was doing. Oh, don't think that shit wasn't still passed down. Shit still ain't passed down. It's just still moving. Shit still going. It might have put it on hold and put it on pause, but shit could still be in effect. If it ain't in effect, or if it still can be still in effect just because it stopped then. Don't think shit's sweet. Don't think shit's sweet, baby. Don't think shit's sweet, because this ain't Lipton or them other teas out here. This pure leaf. Fuck. But my thing is, though, I'm talking as far as shit that already got value, like real estate. Like, shit like that, you feel what I'm saying? He really bought houses, bought communities. He ain't just buy houses, he bought communities. Like, our shit set up as row houses. All the houses on one block is connected. He row houses. He bought communities. You don't think that not only did he just fix them houses, probably rent them houses out. That's real estate. Flipping houses, renting houses out, shit like that. You don't think he could probably get his money back up or get his money up, stack his money, save it. He probably saving his money, sitting on money and all that. To put back into these communities, to build the community back up. He could still do it and make it and put, still most definitely put it in effect. He's probably just got to chill out for a little minute or sit still, you feel me? Because police probably still watch him and all that because of legal issues. But, bro, that man's smart. That's some smart shit. And these niggas wouldn't even think to even do the smart shit that I'm doing now. It's the far as just something simple. It's just to sit back and do research and just tap into shit. As far as something small and simple like that, that you can learn and gain from and prosper from and carry on throughout life in general, no matter how old you get. And you can really teach, and yo, this shit way bigger than us as individuals. Yo, this shit way deeper than us, yo. Life is something else. I tell you, life is something else. I tell you. Excuse me for the ones that's not from Baltimore and y'all listen to this. My accent real deep. I know. Excuse me, but listen. Listen, dude. Boy, I tell you. That boy is something different. I'm trying to tell you, that man is something different. Excuse me, I ain't trying to play with him but not like that. Excuse me, Peanut King, I ain't trying to play with you, call your boy and all that. He's most definitely a man, a grown-ass man, but I'm just saying, like, that's just a slang, man. That's just a slang. But, yo, that shit is crazy. And I just hope I'll be able to meet this man, sit down with this man, shake hands with this man, and this politic, chop it up with him, if you feel me. For a little while, one day in life, I swear, because he is much, much older now. He just coming home. I don't even know how old this man is, but before, and hopefully he don't leave this earth no time soon, not on wood. I just hope and pray that I'd be able to just sit down and just really meet this man and build a bond with this man, yo. Like, I do. Like, he wants some mentor shit. Like, I really do. One day. And it's coming soon. I'm at my manifestation be real deep. It be real. Like, my yo, real. I'm trying to tell you, Lord, like, I got this in the head knot. I got this in the head lot. And I got the rope in the knot. I got the rope tied in the knot. But, yo, with this being said, man, this just instill inspiration. Just learning from a person's mistakes. Learning from their hardships and this, that, and the third. Like, even if they had some glorifying moments in between, it's knowledge, yo. It's food for thought. Food for the brain, because this shit really, if you really, like, logical and really, like, prismatic and really into information like me, this will really have you thinking, like, yo, like, man, I'm trying to tell you, like, that was just, like, big motivation. Like, and I'm not talking about on the negative aspect, yo. Like, the things positive that he did with his shit. Like, and how he did it. Like, and how he went about it. For real, how he carried it. Like, yo. Even if you even think of it on the negative shit, on the drug dealing tip. Like, yo, still, yo, like, yo, just smart, man. Like, just smart. But, yo, I'm trying to tell you, I'm going to meet that man. I'm gonna meet that man. I think it's a part 3 of the video. I'll probably do my reaction to that too as well. I don't know, but yo, share this. I hope y'all like this, and you know, Happy New Year. I know this is my first you know, audio since my first podcast. I'm Jimmy Mix since, you know, I think what? I don't even think I made none last year. I probably did. But this is my first one in a while. And I love y'all. I'm going to definitely rock with y'all. Definitely am appreciative of y'all rocking with me. For those that is happening on the low. And yeah, I holler at y'all. Get back at me. Just read me real. If I got anybody feel, why not? Catch up with Get Left Behind.